Hi, Colonel. This is Jeff Shogel with Stars and Stripes. Thank you for talking to me today. I'll make it brief. A while ago, General Mixon was talking about possible drawing down forces in northern Iraq. Do you know, are there any plans right now to draw down forces in Diyala?
There are no plans that I'm aware of to draw down forces inside Diyala. We still have a mission to do. And right now, my force structure and the geometry that we have established is to continue to maintain or increase, if necessary, forces.
So you said your mission is to maintain or increase forces?
My mission here will maintain the current level of forces that I have right now. And to clarify, if I need additional forces, I'm convinced that General Mixon and General Odierno would provide those to me.
One second. Got it. Would provide those forces to me. Got it. Now, Bakuba, what is its status? Has it been cleared? Is it still in contest?
Well, Al-Qaeda clearly wants to regain a foothold in Bakuba. We have cleared Bakuba, and that is not feasible. There is tangible progress in Diyala and especially in Bakuba. There have been numerous unifying agreements amongst tribes, really choosing to put aside differences and join the Iraqi and coalition effort to eliminate Al-Qaeda. This has also touched itself inside Bakuba. It has been cleared. People are walking the streets. They're out until 3 in the morning walking the streets. There are stores opening inside the Tahrir. About 300 families have moved back to Tahrir on the east side. We're also seeing the people stand and point out Al-Qaeda members, or at least their efforts to move back in and support us with intelligence.
How many forces do you have in Diyala right now?
Right now, I've got 2 battalions working inside Bakuba with the Iraqi security forces, and then I have an additional 3 battalions functioning throughout the rest of the province with the Iraqi security forces.
Got it. And some of those battalions are striker battalions?
Some of them are.
Got it. So in total, about how many U.S. troops in Diyala?
Oh, I would say between... on a daily basis, approximately 4,500.
4,500, okay. Are you dealing with a problem of the Maqni army migrating from Baghdad into Diyala?
We are continuing to target terrorist organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you would define it as a problem as much as rogue militia. Those are who we're targeting. Terrorist organizations, whether they be Al-Qaeda or rogue militia, we will continue to target. We will continue to conduct offensive operations against them, and we'll continue to aggressively and persistently attack those organizations.
You have mentioned that...
Specific as Jaish al-Mahdi, specific to Jaish al-Mahdi, that is part of our problem set here inside Diyala.
Now, you had mentioned that tribes are banding together against AQI, but is it a concern to you that if you get more of these rogue Shiite militias coming to Diyala, that might cause the local Sunnis to turn to anyone for support, even if it's Al-Qaeda?
Yeah, well, that's what they did about last summer. Summer of 2006, and that's part of our problem, why we got into the violent or level of violence that we did. It was the Sunnis turning to Al-Qaeda for protection, the Shia turning to Jaish al-Mahdi for protection. The reconciliation is not just tribal. The reconciliation that takes place here, because of the dynamics, is sect It includes tribes, sect, it includes families, it includes villages. And what they are standing and they are signing, the paper they're signing and then the oath that they're taking on or over the Quran is to stand against terrorist organizations, support the Iraqi security forces, and support the government of Iraq. Now, key to this is it specifically states the terrorist organizations include Al-Qaeda, Islamic State of Iraq, Jaish al-Mahdi, and other rogue organizations or terrorist organizations.
Okay, Jim. And other rogue terrorist organizations?
Yeah.
Got it.
Ansar al-Sunnah,
right.
Jaish al-Islam, etc.
So how did you go from a situation in which the Sunnis were going to AQI and the Shia were going to JAM to a situation where now you have people rejecting both AQI and JAM?
Yeah, it's a combination of things and a year-long process. But it basically became the people defining their destiny. The people started their reawakening or the awakening in Diyala. What we did was encourage it. The people will define democracy here. It was an effort of reconciliation. The surge with the increased number of forces because security reduces fear. And therefore we're able to work on services. You know, we've been saying all along that the people are the center of gravity. And we had to support them again by securing the population against a very determined enemy. But when the people stood against them and saw that they were able to get services again and see that they had a future, that made a difference. And that's what started this whirlwind with them now participating in the security process and the government process.
Was there a particular event that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back?
I think Arrowhead Ripper, where we were able to provide the forces to dominate inside Bakuba, was the kinetic enabler. And as far as the non-kinetic enabler, it was a tribal reconciliation agreement between the paramount sheikhs inside Diyala. There are 25 major tribes inside Diyala, and there are 17 paramount sheikhs. The 17 paramount sheikhs stood up and said, no more. And they're the ones that signed the first reconciliation agreement, and the junior or the sub-tribes followed suit.
Can you say, I hate to ask, but I have to, how many casualties have you sustained so far, and how does that compare with your expectation for the mission?
Yeah, the first off, and it's okay to ask, but the casualties I've sustained really aren't a data point that's going to prove anything. The achievements of my soldiers, the achievements that they've made, is what makes a difference, and that's what I've been absolutely impressed with. Their achievements during their time here have provided us faith for long-term success inside the province. Because the casualties we've sustained, you know, some have been accidents, some have been different forms of contact, but we continue to remain, again, aggressive and aggressively pursuing. And it resulted, you know, one of the tangible achievements of my soldiers is the fact that there is now a free press within Diyala. And it's the first independent radio television network inside the Middle East. And that's something tangible that I can say that their achievements accomplished. The families back home, as well as my soldiers here, are all absolutely amazing to me, and their achievements are awe-inspiring.
Well, thank you for talking about that. The reason I ask is, in the most recent Iraq Progress Report, Diyala is listed as the third, as the province with the third most roadside bomb attacks. And so is
Third
it possible,
most, what?
Can you provide the information, how many casualties have you sustained?
The third most roadside bomb attacks are inside Diyala. Yeah, and what it comes down to is these are systemic responses to our offensive operations. If we stayed on the FOB and were not aggressive, we wouldn't sustain any casualties. We are attacking them in their areas, and the results of that is that the enemy uses defensive munitions to counter our attacks. What matters is that we have now secured this province to an extent where violent acts have reduced by 40%, and acts against of sectarian nature have diminished to the point of those being a very minuscule number of the violent acts within the province.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember a problem in the summer of 2006 was that the Iraqi police were not ready to take over. For the what have you done since then to get them in a better situation?
Yeah, we have first off, the government of Iraq has received a request from the provincial director of police and the governor, requesting the authorization of IPs be increased commensurate with the province, the size of the province, and the threat in the province, and that's up to 21,000 IPs. That was verbally approved by the deputy prime minister. We continue to wait for the past 3 months to get authorization to increase the IP hiring. The IPs still need to go to police academies, but what we've stood up are short-term training courses within the province to increase their capabilities. We've also assisted them with recruiting, vetting process, and other logistical and administrative, but every operation we do includes the police or the IA. And for the first time in 3 years, we have police on the west side of Bakuba participating in operations, enforcing domestic order and rule of law.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you said sectarian violence is down to minuscule levels, what is the primary motivator for violence in Diyala province right now?
Yeah. Again, it's a systemic response to our offensive operations. The other thing is, first is Al-Qaeda trying to protect their safe havens. Second is retribution against either tribal or village that is participating in the security process, and again by Al-Qaeda. Mm-hmm. And then there is some sectarian, but not necessarily sectarian in terms of Jaish al-Mahdi or other rogue militia, but rather maybe tribe on tribe. And those tribes may be, one tribe may be Sunni, one tribe may be Shia. But the majority of sectarian violence, or the indicators of sectarian violence, has decreased significantly over the past several months.
Okay. So just to recap, no plans to draw down forces in Diyala. If you said
that I'm aware of,
right? That you're aware of, and is the reason? And this will be my last question. What if you have all these trends going down, violence and sectarian violence going down? Why can't you draw down forces in Diyala?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I will tell you that there has been progress, but there is still violence. There is progress, but there's still violence, and the key is the infrastructure, the services within this province were deteriorated or attacked by Al-Qaeda elements, and we still have to support the government of Iraq to get their level of services improved. We have got a flour mill now working, providing flour to the entire province, and providing jobs. There are projects ongoing that the budget has been approved for 2006 and 2007 and allocated. but there is still much to do as far as establishing services, and Al-Qaeda still is contesting this area, and so we need the forces here so that the security can be maintained, if not improved, because of the dynamics associated with this province.
Got it. And just to clarify, when you say services, do you mean basic services, just as water, power, sewer, or also?
Water, power, sewage, hospital, or health, jobs. We have got to improve the commerce inside the province, and as well as the salaries getting to the people, public distribution. All these things are happening, but we still have a long way of going to get. It's an agricultural province, so we need to make sure that the canals are all working.
Right.
We don't. That's the government of Iraq's responsibility, but we need to assist them with security.
Okay. And Colonel, how do you like your name in print?
David W. Sutherland.
Got it. David W. Sutherland. Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to me today.
S-U-T-H.
That's sorry, what?
Hey, I appreciate it. S-U-T-H-E-R-L-A-N-D.
Correct.
All right. I appreciate it. You got any other questions? They haven't cut us off yet. If you got anything else, we can keep talking.
I don't know if you want to talk. I remember reading a story in the New York Times a while ago just about how you took each loss personally and how you met
I love my soldiers.
Troops. Yes. Do you still do that?
I love my soldiers.
Yes.
I still go and hug my soldiers. I still go and visit them. I absolutely am committed to our mission here, and I am so proud of the accomplishments of my soldiers. I don't see them as data points. Mm-hmm. I see the achievements that they've made, and day in and day out, I am awe-inspired by them in a very difficult situation. And so I absolutely want to make sure that I see my soldiers as much as I possibly can. And if I do go and visit them, and I go and make every effort, because I owe it to them and I owe it to their families.
And we're talking about when you're hugging those are the fallen soldiers, correct?
Yes, it is.
Right. Got it. All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to me.
I appreciate it. You ought to come visit us someday.
I was actually in Diyala last year, so it's been a while, but I'll try.
You were here with Colonel Jones?
I was out with 168 on Fob Gabe, and which has, I think, been turned over to the Iraqis by this point. So.
It is. But, if I can showcase my soldiers out here, you are more than welcome.
I appreciate it.
And see what we're doing, and we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.